Chapter 4. Pausing by the paddock. Michael stares at the stationary figures of his mother and father. His mother looking quizzically at his father. His father still with his ears turned towards the railway line, listening to the train as it passes. He's here, but he's not here, Michael thinks. The sun is low, and the three of them stand bright in the last of that Saturday night sun. Just as the train fades, the ripe bells of St. Matthew's swell in the close air, two notes slowly following each other at even intervals. One overlapping, then succeeding the other, before being succeeded itself. It's a small wooden church with a weatherboard belfry and stands on the corner of the main road, back towards the railway line. It is near, and the bells are clear. To Michael, these bells always called from another time, even another country, and they always sounded like the end of something, but he could never tell what. His parents are the length of a cricket pitch apart, and Michael, in the middle, can observe them freely, for they seem to have forgotten all about him. They could be meeting for the first time. They could be strangers, and he has the sudden uneasy feeling that he doesn't really know who these people are. When they stand like this, separate, silent, in their own worlds like statues on museum lawns. He is seeing something of who they were before he came along. The previous winter, after school one evening, when his father was at night shift and his mother was at work, and he was alone in the house, he took the shopping trolley and wheeled it along the dirt path that led to the station. By 5, it was already dark, and he stood outside the ticket collector's gate and watched the yellow lights of the train as it pulled into the platform. In the waiting room, some of the passengers took their good work shoes off and changed into their old shoes. For the waiting room was lined with the old, dirty shoes that everybody used for the muddy walk back from the station. When the passengers strode out onto the asphalt path,